So Chamishi of Chukas is obviously the death of Aaron HaKohen and Hor HaHar. I was very struck by the Rashi that talks about the fact that the Aaron was Mashvel of the Harim, with the exception of Har Sinai and Hor HaHar and Har Nevo, the latter two, of course, being because it's the Makom Kvura of Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen. And I think that there's something very profound about that equation, that Aaron HaKohen and Moshe Rabbeinu, right, what the Ramban would call the Merkava L'Shechina, just like Har Sinai was a place of Hashras, Hashchina, so Moshe and Aaron, in their own way, they have to have mountains dedicated to them as well, just like Har Sinai had to stand, because they were the ones who brought the Shechina to Klal Yisrael. Vayiru kol eida ki gava Aaron, vayivkos Aaron, kol beis Yisrael, shloshim yom kol beis Yisrael, the Anashim, and the Nashim. Aaron, of course, was the great Me'aged, right? The one who brought the Jewish people together. That's why he is reflected by the Ketores, Kol Tayne Shein Bo Miposhe Yisrael, all of the themes that we've discussed when it comes to Aaron, and why his finest moment came with the Ketores, as is so dramatized by the Medrash here, that Aaron, who was Vayamud Ben Amesim Ben Achayim, that the idea that Shalach Bo Malach Hamavis was something that caused the Jewish people deep distress and consternation. There's something so beautiful in the Ramban. You know, last image, of course, of Aaron's life, and Moshe was envious in a certain sense of this, was to see his son, Elazar, wearing the Bigdei Kuhuna, Bisman Shebigdeyam Aleyem, Kuhunasan Aleyem, and reaffirming that the Keser Kuhuna would, of course, Zacha Bel Aaron, and to his Banim, and La'olmei Ad. And the Ramban adds into this idea that Avshedes Aaron is Begadav, that Aaron came straight from doing the Avoda. It's such a powerful idea that, generally speaking, that the, in Halacha we say Yom Holech Achar Laila, but the Mikdash Halaila Holech Achar Yom, Hector Chalav and Ve'evarim. So the Ramban writes, Bigdei Kuhuna Gedola Shenisraba Ben Malazar Ben Oata, Ve'akarav Kikasher Yorad Aaron Me'asos Hatamid Victor Aktores Ve'hela Haneros. So Aaron, took responsibility for the Karban Tamid, and he was Makdir the Ketores and the Menorah, even though, as we know, Vayas Ken Aaron Baloscha, he wasn't Mechuyav to be the one to do the Ketores every day, nor the Menorah every day, but he did it anyway. Hello, so Alor Har, Kshayalavosh Bigde Kuhun of Hivshirosam. He worked the last morning of his life, and of course, especially in the Beis HaMikdash, because we say Halayla Holei Chachar Hayom, right, that Elazar picked it up right where his father left off, in the literal sense of the term. So again, it was very disorienting for the Jewish people. Vayiru b'nei Yisrael, kigava Arona, al tikri vayiru ala v'yirau, bischos Aaron, we had the Anane Kavod, and the dissipation of the Anane Kavod, as described in the Gemara Masechta Tainis Daf Tes, is responsible for what happens next. Vayishma kanani melech harad, yoshev ha-negev, kibah Yisrael derech ha-tarim, Vayilachem bi Yisrael vayish mimenu shavi, right, without the protective anone kavod. And I would again emphasize, we talk about this here every year on Sukkot, that the machlokas Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Kiva, Sukkos Mamish, anone kavod. So one of the ways of thinking about that machlokas is Sukkos Mamish was each family on their own, the anone kavod, to help the Jewish people coalesce into one, right? It surrounded all of them together. Because it surrounded all of them together, that was a very natural affiliation with Aaron HaKohen, that he represented them all together. He was Ma'agid them, the Ohev Brios, Umekar Ben Lataro, Ohev Shalom Verodev Shalom. And so without Aaron HaKohen, it's natural that those Anane Kavod, which were in one sense protective, but in all sense an element of cohesion that helped the Jewish people coalesce together, so those were lost. So Vaishma Kanani Melacharad Yosheva Negev Ki Ba Yisrael Derech HaTarim Vayilachem Bi Yisrael Vayish Mimenu Shevi. And so the Jewish people, Tikri Vayira Levi Yiro, it's justified. Now they're vulnerable to attack. The Ramban says that Ma'atim, that certain people were taken captive. Rashi takes it to an even further place. He's Marchik Lachan. He says Shivcha Achas Ketana. There was just one Shivcha. But you can see here that the Jewish people's response was a way of channeling what the lessons of Aaron HaKohen's life were. Number one, and I think this is so significant, if it was just a shivcha achas ketana, they could say, is this really worth a war, right? You know, you have to take into account the pros and cons, chalila, right? It's an olam mala, even though it's a shivcha achas ketana, vayish menu shavi, and it's an eis tzara, so vidar yisrael neder leimorim, naton titanis amazav yadi, So that sense of achrayus for kol beis Yisrael, for every single member of the Jewish people, which was the calling card of Aaron HaKohen, vayish b'mimenu shevi, one person is one person too many, and Aaron and his legacy lived on in the Jewish people, so they were prepared to go to war to make sure, vayish b'mimenu shevi, to bring back even just one person. That's Hayara number one. Number two, tying things back to Aaron, we noted Alpi the Ramban, that Aaron ended his life after having done the Avoda. So what was the Jewish people's response to the Neder? Naton titein es amazeh biyadi v'hacharamti es areihem. Right? That the Neder l'shlal gavoa, that everything should be directed towards the Mikdash. Another very clear indication of the role of Aharon. Aharon as the Ish HaMikdash, the paradigmatic Ish HaMikdash. So all of the shalal should be directed back to the place that was just diminished based on the loss of Aaron HaKohen. So you can see the Jewish people on the one hand, HaTikri Vayiru Elu Vayirau, but on the other hand, right, the sense that Aharon's life lessons were not lost on the Jewish people, sense of Achrayus to all of Klal Yisrael, and the sense of the primacy of the Mikdash V'acharamti Es Areihem.